Hey everybody, Brian McClanahan here. The woke madness in history education is off the rails. Well, how do we change it? McClanahanacademy.com. And because you listen to this podcast, if you use the coupon code PODCAST at checkout, you get 25% off every day, all day, 365 days a year on every class at McClanahanacademy.com. So go to McClanahanacademy.com, use coupon code PODCAST at checkout, and get a real history education at 25% off. If you like this podcast and you want it without advertisements, head over to patreon.com and become a member of the Brian McClanahan Show. For $10 a month, you get all the podcasts ad-free, including video, and you also get a special Q&A podcast. I'm only going to answer your questions, your listener-generated episodes, through those Q&A. So, head over to patreon.com. Get this podcast ad-free, no ads, not even things like this, and you really do help support the Brian McClanahan Show with really cool stuff on the back end. If you like this podcast, don't forget to follow me on social media. Find me on Twitter, now X, at Brian McClanahan, also on Facebook, at Brian McClanahan, and on YouTube, where you can watch the podcast, at Brian McClanahan. It's a great time. I'd love to see you there. A big win for Texas and federalism on Tuesday. We'll talk about that on this episode of The Brian McClanahan Show.
It's time to think locally and act locally. Welcome to The Brian McClanahan Show.
Welcome back to The Brian McClanahan Show. Glad you got to the program. Very glad to be here. Well, Texas is living the think locally, act locally dream. In fact, they have a huge win in federal court. Now, if you're really thinking locally and acting locally, that doesn't matter. In fact, Texas could have told the federal government to pound sand. But this is a huge win because, as I've talked about on the show before, when it comes to immigration, Texas is doing the proper thing. Texas is actually following the Constitution, whereas the Biden administration, the federal government, is not. So what had happened, of course, is Texas had passed their now infamous, according to the left, their infamous immigration law, what they call their Sovereignty Act, and they were going to start arresting and deporting people. Well, the Biden administration has challenged it in federal court, so have a couple other groups in Texas, and they asked the Supreme Court in an unusual step to get involved very, very quickly. There was a circuit court decision. It was then overturned, so there's been a process. And the federal courts had actually said, yeah, Texas, go ahead and do your, carry on with your law. And the Supreme Court for a day had stepped in and said, no, you have to stop. You can't do that. And I was ready to go and talk about that particular issue and how Texas should have just said, sayonara, federal courts, we don't care what you say. But the next day here, Tuesday, as I'm recording this, the Supreme Court in a 6-3 decision says, yeah, go ahead, Texas, enforce your immigration law. Now, this is huge. Because again, it gets back to the original intent of the states in controlling immigration. Now, the leftist judges who dissented, the three women leftist judges, said this is going to upend 150, now get this, 150 years of federal control of immigration. But what does that actually say? Well, for the near 100 years before that, the states enforced all of this. You see, what they've openly admitted is that this has been done by hook or crook, that it really wasn't the design of the general government to handle immigration into the states, and that the states could essentially say, you can be here or you can't be here if you're not a United States citizen. If you're not a U.S. citizen or you're not a citizen of that state, well then, they get to decide if you can be there or not. Now, the 14th Amendment changed some things. Before the 14th Amendment in 1868, this is where all this comes from. Before the 14th Amendment in 1868, you didn't have U.S. citizenship. And in fact, if you go back and you look at a lot of the speeches that were made in the period of time before the war, you had people talking about this quite openly. Well, I'm a citizen of Virginia, I'm a citizen of Pennsylvania, I'm a citizen of New York. That makes me a citizen of this union. And the union will protect me when I'm on the ocean. But otherwise, I'm under the protection of my state when I live there. But When you get to the post-war period and the 14th Amendment, and what it does, of course, is create this thing of U.S. citizenship in a lot of ways. And it says if you're born in a state, well then, you know, you're a citizen of the United States. And so, of course, that becomes a major issue as we talk about immigration law and everything else. We get the idea of anchor babies, which is a term used, or Wong Kim Ark, which is where supposedly if you're born here, if you're born legally here, there's a caveat to this, then you could be a citizen of the United States, not just anybody, but there's a whole lot of things going on here. However, the real question, and I talk about these issues, by the way, and how the Supreme Court screwed up America at McClanahanAcademy.com. Great class. Use the coupon code podcast, get 25% off that class. It's awesome. But here's the thing. The states had long been in charge of who could be in their state. They had long been in charge of immigration in the United States. It's only been in the post-war period that we've had this transition to the general government taking things over that it really shouldn't take over. Now, of course, this can work to the detriment of people that want to try to block illegal immigration because California could just open the floodgates and let anybody they want in. But then Texas could, of course, say, okay, you can keep them in California. Now, the real issue, as I talked about last week with the census, that does become a major problem. Because are we counting citizens or not? We should actually have a law that says in the census, we're only going to count citizens. As we've expanded out to the largest government in the history of the world, and it has all of this money, trillions of dollars that it spends every year, and trillions of dollars that it takes in, and it's running the printing press and doing all of these things, we should have an accounting of, when we have a census, of how many citizens we have, but not how many people are here. Because that can be a real problem. So, this is a big win for Texas. Texas can now keep enforcing its Immigration Act, essentially what it calls its Sovereignty Act. And it can say, you know what, if you're in Texas and you're illegally in the United States, which means you're breaking the law, we can send you out of Texas. You're not supposed to be here anyways. It doesn't matter what the Biden administration says. You're not supposed to be in the United States. That's the law of the land. This is what the Union, the Congress has done. And the Biden administration is actually derelict in its duty. This is an impeachable offense. For no other reason, the House should impeach Joe Biden. That should be it. They're not enforcing the immigration laws. They're just letting people in. That's not executing the laws of Congress. Now, you'll say, well, wait a second, all the lefties. Wait a second here. These people are all seeking asylum. All of them? They're going to use a loophole and say, oh, we're all asylum seekers. We know that's not the case. And just because they say it doesn't mean it's true. If you're seeking asylum, there should be something going on in your country that would be disastrous, right? I mean, you have a civil war there. There's something happening. Is there a civil war in Mexico or Honduras or take your pick of the Central American countries? Maybe Haiti, you could say there's a real problem. And maybe people that are actually coming to the United States from Haiti to seek shelter from being cannibalized, that might be a situation. But even there, you have to be careful with that. Okay, but the fact is, we should be talking about if these people are here illegally in the United States, state of Texas says you can't be here, then you can't be there. You can't be there. And, of course, on state property, which the federal government has no jurisdiction over, they can do whatever they want. State officials don't have to enforce any federal laws they don't want to, or at least they don't have to be required to do it. The FBI can come in and do it. The ICE, ATF, CIA, whoever it is, but they don't have enough manpower to do it. The DEA, OSHA, take your pick of some federal agency. This is by the Supreme Court, by the way. I'm not just making this stuff up. It's called non-commandeering. So the fact is, they don't have to comply. They don't have to comply to enforce, using their own manpower, these laws. And if they have their own laws and say, we are going to enforce the federal laws, well, that's what they're supposed to do. They're just doing what they're supposed to do. It doesn't matter what the federal government says. That's the law. Here it is. The law is we have to get these people. They're here illegally. We're going to deport them. They're going back to Mexico. Now, I'm going to get into this piece at CNN. They're very upset about this, and so are the liberal justices. They're not happy about the fact that Texas now can do what it wants, and you know, other states should take notice of this. Every other red state should take notice and say, good, here's what we're going to do. We're going to follow Texas, and here's a law, here's a legislation we're going to pass, and we're going to do the exact same thing. If you're here illegally, you're out. You're out of the state. Go somewhere else. I don't know. Deport them back to their home country, wherever that is. It could be any home country, right? You're here illegally. You got to go home. You're breaking the law unless you have a green card or some student visa or some reason to be here, some legal document saying you're here. You got a passport, you're on vacation, something like that. Okay. Well, I mean, then you're not going to get deported, right? But if you're here illegally and there's no other reason for you to be here, well, then you're going back home. And that's the thing. This is the Texas is doing it because, of course, the state is being invaded. You can see it. You can see it in the images that come out of the border crossings. Texas is being invaded. This is an invasion. There's no other way to describe it. And it needs to stop. And Texas is doing the right thing. This is think locally, act locally in action. Texas has actually gone out and said, we're going to stop it. Every state in the United States should be doing this. Or I should say at least every state that's interested in the preservation of the union, right, should be doing this. If they're interested in all, at all, in preserving the original character of anything traditional America, they should be doing this. Because the net result, if they don't, is going to be something pretty disastrous, I think, down the road. And people know it and they can see it. It is going to be the issue. This massive influx of people in the United States is going to be an issue in the future. Maybe not in the next 10 years, but I could even see in 10 years. 10 to 20 years, it's really going to be an issue. So this is huge. It's a huge win for Texas. Now, this could go to the Supreme Court. The Biden administration could appeal. It could go on. The Supreme Court could take it up. And there might be an entirely different decision. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if there was. But for the time being, Texas can do what it wants. In reality, Texas can do what it wants anyways, because this has always been a state issue. The federal government usurped power in this way, just like they did with ballots. They shouldn't really have any control over who's on the ballot. That's an issue the states decided they were going to control. Where we're going to tell you who's going to be on the ballot and who's not? No. If you're in a democratic society, you shouldn't have to get signatures to be on a ballot or this or that. No way. You can just vote for whoever you want, as long as they're qualified. As long as for president, as long as they're 35. And the thing is, you're actually voting for electors there anyways. In fact, that's what you should be voting for, not the president. The name of the elector should be on the ballot. I'm voting for this elector. I'm voting for this elector. That's what you should do. And it used to be you just handed in your ballot from whatever party you were going to vote for, and that was that for that office. But that's who you should vote for. That's it. There shouldn't be any of this. Well, the state controls who's there, who you can vote for, you can't vote for. You should be able to vote for anybody you want. They can even deny write-ins if they want to. You shouldn't be able to do that either. The state can't control that. The state, Secretary of State really shouldn't be able to control that. Now, they get to set qualifications for who can vote. That's one thing the states could do. And who can serve in the legislature. So this, that power has been expanded out in some ways to do other things. But you should be able to vote for whoever you want for. I mean, that's it. The state shouldn't control it. So the state has been involved now in things that it shouldn't have power to do. It's not a federal issue or a state issue, but really that's the problem. And then on the other hand, the state is doing something now it should be doing. If there are people in the state illegally, they should go. All right, so let me get into the CNN piece. The title is absolutely hilarious. Supreme Court allows Texas to begin enforcing controversial immigration law. Yes, controversial. It's controversial. It's only controversial for dopes like Devin Cole, who don't understand federalism, don't understand the original intent of the Constitution, don't understand anything. That's when it's controversial. It's only controversial for dopes like Devin Cole, who don't want people to enforce the actual law on the books, which is, if you're here breaking the law, you shouldn't be in the United States. Can you think of just about any other country in the world where this would go over, except here in the United States? It's how ridiculous this is. Now, some people would say, that's a great thing. That's a beautiful thing, right? Even, you know, left-leaning libertarians would say this. People on the left, it's a horrible thing. If that's the case, I mean, would you let just somebody walk into your house and just sit down? It's theirs. They're here. We know that's not the case. All right. So the piece says, the Supreme Court on Tuesday cleared the way for Texas to immediately begin enforcing a controversial immigration law that allows state officials to arrest and detain people they suspect of entering the country illegally. The court's three liberals dissented. Now, think about that for a second. The Supreme Court is supposed to be above politics, but we know it's not. It's another political entity. It's an unelected political entity. And people are fine with that. It was not supposed to be that way. But that's what it's become. That's really what it's been for a long period of time. In fact, you could go all the way back to the 18th century. But this is the dangerous part about the court. And, you know, conservatives have been saying this for a very long period of time. Jeffersonians have been saying it since the late 18th, early 19th century. There's always been this undercurrent of opposition to the Supreme Court being this final arbiter of everything because it is dangerous. Particularly when you throw politics into the mix. The three liberal judges are siding with their party and just coming up with reasons why they should. That's it. There's no independence here. These people are beholden to the special interests that put them on the bench. And the same thing with the six that voted the other way, or ruled the other way. Legal challenges to the law are ongoing at a federal appeals court, but the decision hands a significant yet temporary win to Texas, which has been battling the Biden administration over immigration policy. The court had been blocking the law from taking effect, issuing an indefinite pause on the proceedings a day earlier, which was wiped away by Tuesday's order. Senate Bill No. 4, signed into law by Republican Governor Greg Abbott in December, makes entering Texas illegally a state crime and allows state judges to order immigrants to be deported. Immigration enforcement generally is a function of the federal government, only because they said it was, not because there's anything constitutional about that. Show me in the Constitution where this is a federal function. Show me. You can't. You can point to the clause that allowed the federal government to begin banning the international slave trade, but that's pretty much it. It could stop those people from coming in, but it didn't get to say, had no say over any other people. I mean, you can take it for what it means. This was the only place where the federal government could stop those people from entering the United States. The states could do it all day long. Now, the 14th Amendment did not change that. This is the issue. This has only been done by the federal government because, well, they just decided they were going to do it, and they were going to use the court system to enforce it. This is where I've said Texas and every other red state should just tell the federal government to pound sand. What are they going to do about it? They can't. But look at what it says. Now, it makes entering Texas illegally a state crime. So what? If you're a citizen of the United States, they're not saying that. I mean, citizens can enter Texas all they want. If these people were citizens, there's nothing they can do about it. But you know what? And that's what the 14th Amendment deals with. But you know what? These people aren't citizens. You should be able to ban these people all day long. They're breaking the law. And state judges to order immigrants to be deported. You know what? State judges take an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the laws of the United States. And in fact, this is what Texas is doing. They're upholding the laws of the United States. This is not nullification. This is enforcement of federal law. That's what states are supposed to do. It's hilarious that the left is going nuts over this because all Texas is saying, we're going to enforce the law. Oh, no, no, no. No, no, you can't do that. You can't do that because the Biden administration, the American king, has said, we're not going to do that. Again, dereliction of duty. This is negligence, which is an impeachable offense. Negligence. You go back, it's in the Founding Fathers' Guide to the Constitution. You go back to that book that I give you when it comes to impeachment. Madison said negligence was an impeachable offense. That is exactly what Joe Biden is doing. Now, if the law was unconstitutional, if you're going to argue it's unconstitutional, well, the law is unconstitutional to say that federal government has control over this. Ooh, well, then Texas can do all this stuff anyways. You see, they've actually put the general government to a pretty tight corner. All the court has is precedent. Well, it's precedent. We'll get into that. The law immediately raised concerns among immigration advocates of increased racial profiling, as well as detentions and attempted deportations by state authorities in Texas, where Latinos represent 40% of the population. You see here, this is the emotional, you got to read this with the motivism in mind. This is the emotional point. Now, well, the general government has generally done this. Doesn't say that they have the power to do it, but you know what? This is racist. It can be anybody that's there illegally. Why is it racist? I mean, so is that you're making it a racial issue. Not anybody else. You are. The left is. A federal judge in Austin had blocked the state government from implementing the law. But the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals granted a temporary stay of the lower court's decision and said the law would take effect on March 10th if the Supreme Court didn't act. A pair of emergency appeals from the Biden administration and others soon followed. Abbott on Tuesday called the court's order a positive development, but acknowledged the case will continue in the appeals court. So, it's in the Court of Appeals. It's in the Fifth Circuit. It's still going through the process. Now, what I don't understand is, I know the general government would probably figure out a way around this, but why doesn't Texas say we're not going to be sued here? This is state sovereign immunity. We're out. You can't sue us. You can take us to court, but we're not going to show up and we're not going to follow it because of the 11th Amendment. People should really be using the 11th Amendment more often. It's there for a reason. As is often the case in emergency applications, the Supreme Court did not explain its reasoning. However, a concurring opinion written by Justice Amy Coney Barrett, joined by Justice Brett Kavanaugh, explained that the appeals court had handed down only a temporary administrative order. Barrett appeared eager to keep the Supreme Court out of reviewing such orders. Quote, so far as I know, this court has never reviewed the decision of a court of appeals to enter or not enter an administrative stay, Barrett wrote. I would not get into the business. When entered, an administrative stay is supposed to be a short-lived prelude to the main event, a ruling on the motion for a stay pending appeal. Barrett said she thought it was unwise to invite emergency litigation in this court about whether a court of appeals abused its discretion at this parliamentary preliminary step. I'm sorry. Justice Sonia Sotomayor, whose dissent was joined by federal liberal Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, said the order invites further chaos and crisis in immigration enforcement. This shouldn't even be a statement coming out of the Supreme Court. Did they follow the law or not? This is it's a political statement. That's all that is. It's political. The court shouldn't even be dealing in these, shouldn't ever issue these kind of statements. This is going to create chaos. That's not your problem, is it? Is the bill constitutional or not, if that's what we're going to believe the Supreme Court has the power to do? If that's not really the case, then keep your mouth shut. Because you're not a political actor. You can vote for people when you're not sitting on the bench, but otherwise, don't make these obiter dicta. The law, Sotomayor wrote in her dissent, upends the federal-state balance of power that has existed for over a century, in which the national government has had exclusive authority over entry and removal of non-citizens. Now, look how loaded that statement is. The national government, which we don't have, had exclusive authority, find me in the Constitution where it says that, over entry and removal of non-citizens. Look at what's just happened. It doesn't It doesn't say there's any kind of constitutional authority for this. It's just precedent. Upends the federal-state balance of power that has existed for over a century. But if that's the case, what was there before that? Well, the states handled all of this because that's the constitutional thing. Texas can now immediately enforce its own law imposing criminal liability on thousands of non-citizens and requiring the removal to Mexico, Sotomayor wrote. What's wrong with that? If they're breaking the law, well, then they're criminals. There's nothing in the Constitution that allows the general government to create criminal law in this way. Texas can, the federal government cannot. What they're saying is that we've created out of thin air this power of the central authority to have these laws, a criminal code that doesn't exist in this way, to do this one thing. And now that Texas has done it, well, that's going against the Constitution, maybe not the Constitution, but precedent, which is the unwritten Constitution, which shouldn't really matter. We don't live in Great Britain, and this is something that we're opposed to. That's the problem. This law will disrupt sensitive foreign relations. Oh, yeah. Frustrate the protection of individuals fleeing persecution. I'm sure. Hamper active federal enforcement efforts. Good. Undermine federal agencies' ability to detect and monitor imminent security threats, like just letting people across the border, and deter non-citizens from reporting abuse or trafficking. Look at what she's just done there. This is a political statement. It's why we shouldn't have a political Supreme Court. It's why maybe we shouldn't even have a Supreme Court at all. Or at least Congress should revoke their jurisdiction over just about everything. Abolish all the lower federal courts. Have the Supreme Court really not do much of anything. And let the state courts handle all this stuff. Congress could do it. And I know you've had a lot of lefties start saying these things. It's hilarious to me that they're doing this. Because in reality, the only way they've been able to get their agenda across the desk of just about any court in the United States is through other courts. Because when the people get to vote on this stuff, 9 times out of 10, they reject it. They reject it, not always, but they reject it. It's remarkable how this works. Justice Alana Kagan noted in her brief dissent that her view on the issue of the case are, as always in this posture, preliminary. But the subject of immigration generally and the entry and removal of non-citizens particularly are matters long thought the special province of the federal government. The liberal justice continued, long thought. Well, who thought them? Oh, why other courts? You see, who thought this stuff up? Well, certainly not the founding generation, but other courts certainly thought this stuff up. So there you go. The New Orleans-based appeals court is set to hear arguments in the case on April 3rd. So for now, Texas can do this. They're going to hear the case. It'll probably be decided sometime in April, but for at least a few weeks, they can start shipping people back to Mexico. And I'm going to tell you, they're probably going to do it. You're going to see a train going the other way. And people, what's really going to happen is people are going to stay out. Abbott's actually said, hey, we're going to keep building the wall. We're going to keep putting barbed wire up. We're going to keep doing it on our property. And you can't do anything about it. In fact, Texas can put up a wall and barbed wire on any of their property anywhere they want to. It's theirs. It's not the federal government's, it's not California's, it's not Massachusetts, it's theirs. They can do whatever they want. They can keep people out if they want. It's Texas. The piece says, case could soon return to the high court. Barrett and Kavanaugh, two critical votes on the high court, wrote that the justices should stay out of the second-guessing appeals courts when it comes to very short-term administrative pauses that are generally used to give courts a few additional days to review the briefs. Barrett wrote that if the Fifth Circuit doesn't issue a decision soon, the Biden administration and the other parties in the case could return to the Supreme Court. The time may come, in this case or another, when this court is forced to conclude that an administrative stay has effectively become a stay pending appeal and review it accordingly, she wrote. But at this juncture in the case, that conclusion would be premature. Tammy Goodlett, an attorney representing some of the law's challengers, called the court's order unfortunate and said it necessarily puts people's lives at risk. We remain committed to the fight to permanently overturn SB 4 to show the nation that no state has the power to overtake federal immigration authority, she said. This is a battle of federalism. It's beautiful. And Texas seems to say, okay, you can do this all you want, but we're just going to keep doing it. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? You going to send in the army? You going to attack Texas police officers? Texas National Guard? You going to attack these people with the United States Army? Is that what you're going to do? You know, I was talking to a friend of mine today, and that was the case where he said, before, other states, leftist states, put pressure on the general government to stop these things, right? I mean, they just did it, and they created the conflict, and of course, that solved the issue when you're talking about some left-wing things. But Texas is doing this, and Texas needs to keep doing it. The Biden administration, two immigration advocacy groups, and El Paso County are challenging the law. As an appeal to high court, attorneys for the administration argued the law would profoundly alter the status quo that has existed between the United States and the states in the context of immigration for almost 150 years. But again, look at what they're saying. It's a challenge to the status quo, but does that mean it's a challenge to the Constitution? No, it's a challenge to law that was passed, but it doesn't mean it's constitutional. It doesn't mean it was passed in the spirit of the Constitution. It's just a challenge to, well, just the kind of the way we've done things after the war. That's it. People can disagree about immigration. They always have. And Texas may be deeply concerned about recent immigration, attorneys for the immigration groups in El Paso County wrote in court papers. But the same was true of California in the 1870s, Pennsylvania and Michigan in the 1930s, and Arizona in 2012. Nevertheless, for 150 years, this court has made clear that states are not allowed to regulate the core immigration field of entry removal. Now, what they just said the quiet part out loud. The Constitution doesn't say this. The court has said this. The federal courts. So in other words, this is not about the Constitution. It's about the authority of the court. That's what Sotomayor and Kagan and Brown are worried about. That's it. And I'm going to tell you, they'll probably get two Republicans on the bench, two conservatives on the bench to swing to their side when this comes back to them. They're not going to uphold federalism here. You've got too many nationalists on the bench, too many Lincolnites. I would be shocked. This is why Texas should be saying, I don't care what the court says, we're just going to do it anyway. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, a Republican, and other state officials had told the Supreme Court that the Constitution recognizes that Texas has a sovereign right to defend itself from violent transnational cartels that flood the state with fentanyl, weapons, and all manner of brutality. True. If it's an invasion, they can do it. The officials described Texas as being the nation's first line defense against transnational violence and said the state has been forced to deal with the deadly consequences of the federal government's inability or unwillingness to protect the border. Also true. So here we go. This is the real issue. This is not about the original Constitution. It's about what the Supreme Court has done. But in reality, it is about the original Constitution. It's about federalism. And did the government, the federal government, usurp powers from the states in this process? And the answer is 100% unequivocally yes. And all Texas is doing is enforcing law that they have the authority and the power under the original Constitution to do. Nothing. The 14th Amendment did not change that for non-citizens. Texas can't prohibit U.S. citizens from being in Texas. That would be illegal. The 14th Amendment makes that clear. But what they cannot do, what the general government does not have the power to do, and go in the Constitution, try to find it for me, where they have control over immigration law. That is a state issue, 100%. 100%. So, Texas, again, hopefully they stand strong in this and they continue to do what they're doing, and they had said they were going to in the original piece. We're just going to continue to do it. We're going to continue to put up the wall. We're going to continue to put fence up. We're going to do all these things. We're going to continue to enforce these things. We'll see how long this lasts. I mean, the Supreme Court might get involved again. But again, where's the 11th Amendment? Why can't Texas just say, hey, good luck. You can't sue us. Sorry. And that's it. It shuts the whole thing down. So, anyways, see you next time on the Brian McClanahan Show. See you then.